This is Bill Newman, WHMP.
We are joined in the studio by Corinne Demas. She is the award-winning author of numerous books for adults and children, including The Writing Circle. She's a professor of English at Mount Holyoke College, the fiction editor of the Massachusetts Review, and her new book, Returning to Shore, will be the subject matter of her talk, her reading, and her book signing at Amherst Books this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. So, Corinne Demas, this is a book, a coming-of-age story, what's described as a young adult novel. It made me feel, as I read it yesterday, that means I'm young. Monty, take note. What was the inspiration? What was the motivation for writing this story about a girl, a teenager, who reconnects with her father?
Well, this book actually started with the turtles. This novel is set on a fictional island off the coast of Cape Cod, which I've called Blackfish Island, and people who know the Cape might figure out what island it really is. And
There are little islands off the Cape.
There are a few little islands, okay. Yeah. And I had taken a field school course at the Audubon Sanctuary on turtles, and I learned all about the terrapin that nest in the dunes along there. And they were really interesting, and I thought, something about them. They come up on shore, and they lay their eggs. They go back to the sea, and then these little hatchlings have to get their way out. And
they're not
survive.
Really very good parents. I know this from your book. And well, they kind of leave the kids and say, hey, I've done my part. You're on your own. Here's 20 bucks. Do well.
Exactly. So there's a perfect theme there for a YA novel, right, as you can imagine. So started with the turtles, and I thought I wanted to write about them. And I thought, oh, I'll write a picture book, you know, interesting for kids. But it got denser, and the themes that I was thinking about that were inspired by the turtles got more complex. And before I knew it, I had a novel. And I decided to write a YA novel because I wanted it to be
YA for young adult.
Young adult. I wanted it to be about a younger person because that's where all the poignancy is. And this is a story about a girl trying to create a relationship with a rather difficult father whom she hasn't seen since she was a baby. And the setting is perfect because there's no cell phone reception. And in contemporary novels, cell phones are problematic because they enable characters to talk to each other. And what you really want if you're developing an intense relationship is you want your characters to be someplace where they've got to deal with each other. So this island, these turtles in the background, it all came together.
I thought the use of the turtles and the eggs and the breeding and their life cycles and trying to protect them and all of that was really interesting and very well written. I was wondering why you wanted to write this as a young adult novel as opposed to just a novel. Because there's a lot of science that you know. There's a lot of interesting discussions about how these turtles reproduce. It has this kind of sort of story within a story and layered that way. Why write the book as a young adult novel?
Well, I think it's interesting to realize that the whole category young adult is just a marketing ploy of the contemporary publishing world. I mean, there never used to be such a thing as YA novels. It was just a way to sell books. And as I learned from my previous novel, Everything I Was, there isn't really that much difference. And it was interesting to me to discover that many of the people who read YA are, like you and me, adults. They're books that are primarily about younger people, but they're not necessarily for younger people. I did a reading at the Odyssey Bookstore of The Writing Circle, and then I did a reading of Everything I Was, because my adult novel and my previous YA novel came out at the same time. And one of the things that I addressed when I was talking about the YA novel is, what is YA and is there any difference? And what I did is I read a part from The Writing Circle that dealt with a young character, and then I read a part from the YA novel, and the prose was the same, and in a way the texture of the novel was the same. What was different was the scope. I'm working on a smaller canvas for a YA novel, and what I learned, because the audience for the YA book was primarily adults, including men, which was very interesting to me, was that the contemporary readers want something shorter. They love YA because it, in a way, it delivers an intense story, but in a smaller space.
Are you working with a more restrictive vocabulary? I was interested in that. I wondered how many words would be in this novel that I didn't know. Three. and is there a difference? I mean, are you restricting vocabulary, using different vocabulary for what is going to be conceived of as a young adult novel as opposed to not a young adult, quote, young adult YA novel?
The only time that you think about that is when the characters are talking. So my teenagers have to sound like teenagers, so their vocabulary has to be appropriate for them. But the narrative itself is identical. I mean, it's the same me, the writer, and I may, in fact, use some words that, you know, you might have to look up, but, you know...
Right now, this is not a book. This is not an SAT test. Every book has words in it.
Oh,
that
it says
I don't
the word
know.
Terrapin, right?
Yeah, well, terrapin, you kind of do get around to understanding that without having to look it up. When you write, Corinne Demos, do you have this experience of your characters being together and them almost taking on a life of their own? Something we've described here before is almost taking dictation as opposed to actually creating the dialogue.
Oh, it's amazing that way. I mean, I sometimes feel I'm not a writer. I'm just a voyeur who takes notes. So once I create my characters, they seem to have a life of their own, and I just watch them. I mean, I know where they are. I know who they are. I have to think them through and really create them in my mind. But then I put them together, and I kind of see what happens.
Did this book, this story that you tell in Returning to Shore, have its entire arc, a beginning and an end, before you started, or did the story itself evolve as you were writing?
I knew where I wanted my characters to be. I knew what they wanted to accomplish in the end. And I was pretty sure that they'd get there. But I didn't know quite how they'd do it. So I had to let them kind of fight it out during the course of the novel. And in a way, they found their way through to the end, and I found my way through with them. And the turtles ended up tucking in very nicely. I mean, it worked really well. And coming back to, you know, what's the difference between a YA novel and an adult novel, because you're working with a smaller time frame and sort of more limited characters, you have to be real careful that your theme doesn't get too loud, because everything could potentially be more obvious. So the novel is more slender, but you can't shout out your theme. It has to be more subtle, and that's the real work here.
I don't want to give away the plot twist, but there's an important aspect of the father in this book that I don't know if you want to discuss it here or not, but I'd like to know, did you know that going into the story, what this revealed secret was?
I knew what the secret would be, and one of the things is that over the time of writing this book, the world has changed. And so some of the social issues, which had seemed really almost shrill when I was first thinking about it, have kind of been subdued in our culture. So my character's way of talking about them and dealing with them actually changed during the time that I was writing the novel.
We're speaking with Corinne Demos. She will be at Amherst Books on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Her new novel is Returning to Shore. When we come back, we're going to hear some of her reading that.
This is Bill Newman, WHMP.
We continue our conversation with Corinne Demos, award-winning author of numerous books. Her new novel is Returning to Shore. She will be at Amherst Books this Thursday evening at 7 o'clock for a book reading, signing, Q&A. And I'm sure a really interesting discussion based on the issues that are addressed and discussed and lived through in this, her new novel, Returning to Shore. Corinne Demos, maybe you could read a bit of it for us, please.
Okay, this is a scene where Claire and her father are kind of stuck in the house. It's raining outside, and he's taken out some old board games. He doesn't have enough little markers to use for the Parcheesi set, so he uses peas for his side and the marbles for the other.
And the story, we should know, very much is about this girl, this teenager, going to spend time with her father, who she does not know.
Richard, that's the father, lifted the peas from the board and dropped them back in the bowl. Claire picked up the marbles and dropped them one at a time back in the box, where they clicked against the marbles that hadn't been used, glass against glass. If you didn't want to know things, you didn't have to know them. Things didn't become facts until someone actually spoke them. Until then, you could just go on acting just the way you'd been acting. And even if you suspected there was something that would change everything, you didn't have to acknowledge it. You didn't have to let it in.
One aspect of the book that I thought was really interesting was the way you dealt with class issues. And I think there is some really moving pieces and parts of the book where the main character meets, well, the rich kids on the Cape, who I think this you know, it may be a novel, but it sounds an awful lot like real life with the names changed in that regard in some ways. Based on some experience, based on anything in particular?
Well, I think it's just based on what I observe about teenagers. We all had a terrific desire to fit in, and sometimes you're trying to fit in with, excuse me, with kids whom you don't really fit in with. And Claire has to decide whether she's going to compromise what she believes in or not in order to have a relationship with these peers. And that's always what kids have to do. You have to decide, are you going to kind of stick with the way you want to be, or are you going to try to kind of do things that you don't quite believe in so you can be part of their world. And this other world is one which has a lot of aspects to it. They're not environmentally sensitive. They're homophobic. They're materialistic. And a lot of things that Claire knows.
Yeah, you really learn to love those characters.
Oh, right, they do. But they're teenagers. They're attractive. And Claire,
and they're not evil.
And they're the kids who were there. So they're accessible. And Claire's alone. So, you know, she has to kind of figure out how she's going to negotiate this relationship. And she's going to have to decide, you know, what she wants to stand up for. And it's so hard when you're young to really speak out for what you believe in.
Are these characters based on people you know, or did you invent them out of whole cloth as you wrote this book?
All of these characters have little things of real people, but they're them now. Now I think they are real people.
Well, there was a great, great line that I got in an email from Dan Jones, who's married to Kathy Hanauer. Mm-hmm. He said Kathy was in both writers, and Dan sent me an email and said, Kathy didn't know that we've met because until we become characters in one of her novels and meet there, as far as she's concerned, we haven't really met.
We haven't met, right.
I thought it was really interesting.
Well, it's hard when I'm done because then I have to sort of say goodbye to all these characters, and they're part of my life.
Is there a kind of depressive moment in that?
I'm
thrilled that you finished the book, I suppose, but sad that these people you've known so well are going away?
It is, and I've been following the bloggers who've all been commenting on this book, and they all want more. They want another one. So maybe I can come back and revisit Claire.
Are you?
I don't know. I have to see what the next book is, right?
Do you have a next book in mind?
I have a next book that I've been working on, so I've got to finish that. It's also set on the Cape, but it's set in the mid-19th century, and I have an adult novel I've been working on, so I'll keep this in mind, Bill.
This will keep you busy and out of trouble and off the streets. Congratulations. Corinne Dimas, she will be at Amherst Books this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Her new novel is Returning to Shore. It is getting great reviews, and deservedly so. Corinne Dimas, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, I loved it. Thanks.
I'm Bill Newman from Monty Bill Monty Myself. Thank you for spending some of your day with us, and we'll see you here again tomorrow.